Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
From WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The diagnosis for President Trump has been seen lately with bruises on his hands and swollen legs. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
In a major win for the president, the Republican-led House narrowly passed a White House request to claw back $9 billion from the federal budget, including funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Attorney General Pam Bondi posting Thursday night that the Justice Department is set to request Friday that grand jury transcripts tied to federal investigations into deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein be unsealed. This in response to a directive from President Trump issued on his Truth Social account directly and asking Bondi to do so. This is ABC News. Israel striking a church that Pope Francis called daily.
At least three people were killed and 10 others injured after Israeli strikes hit the only Catholic church in Gaza, which had been providing shelter to dozens of families and used to receive daily calls from the late Pope Francis. Pope Leo saying in a statement he was deeply saddened to learn of the loss of life and injury caused by the military attack and renewed his calls for peace. The IDF says the circumstances of the incident are under review. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Israel remains committed to protecting civilians and holy sites. A new bill in Congress aims to classify extreme heat as a major disaster, which would unlock federal emergency funds for communities where residents struggle to cope with dangerously high temperatures. The Extreme Heat Emergency Act would allow the president to make FEMA funding available for affected communities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect some fog early today, then morning sun giving way to clouds later on, mild with a high of 78. For tonight, cloudy with showers and storms likely after midnight. Some storms may once again contain heavy rainfall. We're looking for a low near 64. Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later on, muggy, a high of 83. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, not as muggy, a high of 80. Monday, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms at night. We're looking for a high of 83.
To the Light in the Milk Cow Show from WRCO-FM with Phil Nee, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. In this week for Phil, it's Adam Hess.
see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. A queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
It's the Light in the Milk House show. Adam Hess in for Phil Nee. There's Katie Oslin.
Oh, turn off the TV, listen to me. Let me tell you about my day. And she sits down and she listens. And he begins to speak.
When I left here this morning, I was bound and determined. I was never gonna come back. Never. I was running from you, darling. I was running from my job. I was running from the kid in me. He never knows when to stop. God is far as the edge of town. Then I turned my car around and headed back. Husband says, wife, what do you think? Wife says, it's very interesting. Before we talk about your day, let's talk about mine. And she says,
when I left here this morning, I was bound and determined I was never gonna come back. I was running from you, darling. I was running from my job.
I was running from some wrinkles. No cream will stop. I got as far as the edge of town. Then I turned my car around and I headed back to you. Come
a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
We have a great Friday planned for you. Yeah, the pre-weekend get-together. We'll take it. Here's Eddie Arnold from 1968 on the Milk House show.
They just don't make love like they used to. Based on a heart so warm and true, it seems to fall apart no matter what we do. They just don't make love like they used to. Love just don't hold on like it used to. It dies before it's halfway through. It seems to fall apart no matter what we do. Just don't make love like they used to. I remember when I loved you with all the world.
broadcasting from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, serving up hot tunes and hometown pride.
Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Took you away before you sang your song. Some preach wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Took you away before you sang your song. Some people stick pretty close to home. Others are born with the urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Six white horses come to take you home. Bye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
They took you away before you sang your song.
WRCO.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then, join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports.
I'm Adam Haas. On Monday, July 21st, the Simon Sharks will make their first trip in over a decade to Schulzburg, and they return to the Simons Recreation Complex on Wednesday, July 23rd, for their last home swim meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of swimmers get their chance to swim a race. Now turning to hometown baseball night league games from Thursday. Last night's finals, Ashton over Poinette 16-0. Middleton edged Black Earth 11-10. Verona, a 9-4 win against Cross Plains. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 3, Wyota 0. Same score, Ridgeway over Schulzburg Benton 3-0. Foothill 7, Argyle 1. Evansville a 3-2 win against Belleville. And Wisconsin Dells defeated Mazamani by a final of 3-2. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski showed All-Star Game fans and players some serious heat on Tuesday night. He fired 9 pitches that measured at more than 100 miles per hour as he pitched in the 8th inning in Atlanta. Mizorowski also threw 11 pitches that reached at least 99 miles per hour. He was a controversial choice to replace the Cubs' Matthew Boyd on the roster because he had appeared in just 5 Major League games. After the game, Miz says he was treated well by his NL teammates.
Awesome. I mean, they were all so happy for me, and, you know, it was awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was fun, and, you know, it's a little different than starting, so, but it was fun.
The Milwaukee Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers in L.A. as teams return from the All-Star break. That's sports. I'm Adam Haas.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Time to get that heart rate up and maybe chase away some of that fog. It's the Aerobic Polka. We do it every Monday through Friday right around 5:20. Brought to you by SUPS. What is SUPS? Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
listening to the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO-FM with Phil Nee, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. In this week for Phil, it's Adam Hess.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down.
Brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Tonk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Seems to
be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Spraying technology is influencing soybean breeding. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, President Trump has named Julie Callahan as the nominee for Chief Ag Negotiator in the Office of U.S. Trade Representative. Callahan is currently the Assistant USTR for Ag Affairs and Commodity Policy, and ag groups are responding positively to the news. Advancements in spraying technology are bringing changes to soybean traits. Brownfield's Jared White has more from Purdue University's 2025 Soybean Showcase.
Katie Martin-Rainey, professor of soybean genetics, says current soybean varieties don't hold up well against most pre-emergent herbicides, but that needs to change.
See and spray technology is something that everyone is quite excited about because you have a lower herbicide application overall in the field. If you start to get a lot of weeds in your field, the see and spray isn't effective. And so the soybeans will probably be getting higher doses of the pre-emergent herbicides, and they are not resistant to them.
She tells Brownfield that's why she's using drones to evaluate and selectively breed new varieties with improved herbicide resilience. Martin Rainey says utilizing drone sensing has greatly increased efficiency in the trait selection process, and it'll help speed development of new soybean varieties. From West Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Wisconsin bankers report more positive economic signs despite some struggling in the agriculture sector. Rose Oswald Poles is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. She says a survey of bankers shows President Trump's planned August 1st tariffs could lead to a tougher second half of 2025.
We asked the question, and most of the respondents answered that it's still uncertain and too early to really tell the impact.
She says if the tariffs go through,
it could mean more borrowing, and it could also mean interest rates won't come down. It could cause a lot of stress in certain sectors for sure.
Oswald Pohl says banks are in a strong position to help farmers, as these cycles have been seen before. A Southwest Indiana farmer says he's concerned the next Make America Healthy Again report will impact U.S. agriculture. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the American Soybean Association's Soy Issues Forum in Washington, D.C.
Bill Ramsey says he's concerned misinformation could impact crop protection availability.
We need the chemicals to be able to control the weeds. All of them have been through the EPA, they've been through the testing, and if we don't do that, we have to use tillage, which increases fuel usage, erosion.
He tells Brownfield, ag groups are asking the commission to use sound science. The MAHA commission is expected to release a second report, including policy recommendations, in mid-August. From Washington, D.C., I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Mastitis is one of the top challenges for dairy producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says a holistic approach offers utter health solutions for farmers.
It integrates three aspects: protection, early detection, and targeted treatment. If we think of protection, we're talking about specifically our J5 vaccine or internal teat sealants. With early detection, the monitoring technology provides that capacity. And when we say targeted treatment, we're really targeting both lactational therapy, dry cow therapy, and animals that may need some support with our biopharma product, Poron Nonsteroidal Anti-Inflammatory. This approach allows us to reduce mastitis cases, lower the overall treatment cost, and improve milk quality.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best M-Power approach to keep your cows productive.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tip Talk Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with some steam and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade started to pick up steam Thursday afternoon. A light trade reported by a Nebraska regional at $380 on a dressed basis, a dollar higher than last week. Those cattle were set for delivery the week of August 4th. An additional 200 head of cattle sold in Kansas at $231 on a live basis. More significant trade volume could develop today. At the West Point Livestock Sale Barn in Nebraska, the USDA says the sale had a nice run of feeder cattle with a strong market. Cattle sold steady to higher throughout the day. There was a large supply of yearling cattle and demand was good with a strong internet presence. Supply included 30% steers with 89% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 626 to 636 pounds brought 353 to 370 with an average price of $359.47. Medium and large one feeder heifers 612 to 636 pounds brought 313 to 330 with an average price of $313.74. Boxed beef close mix choice was 43 cents higher at $373.28. And select was 407 lower at 353.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. The cash hog market continues to struggle to find some consistency. In Thursday's export sales report from the USDA, pork saw a week-to-week decline. However, China did buy some of the commodity. Barrows and gilts. The National Daily Direct closed 202 lower with a base range of 101.50 to 113 with a weighted average price of 110.70. At the Iowa Minnesota, 134 lower with a weighted average price of 111.09. And the Western Corn Belt closed 147 lower with a weighted average price of 110.96. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrows and gilts were priced at $84. At Illinois, sows were steady at $62 to $74. Boars were marked at $18 to $35. Pork values closed $1.58 higher at $116.32. Loins, butts, picnics, hams, and bellies were higher. Ribs were sharply lower. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed, watching direct businesses start to develop. August live cattle, 223.67, down 22 cents, and October was 42 cents lower at 220.32. Lean hog futures were up on this week's trend in pork. August was 140 higher at 105.82. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B oak and hickory charcoal briquettes plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly at 231 live and 380 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were up with the strength in bean oil. August was 8 higher at 1021.5. September was up 6.25 at 1012. Corn was mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking. September was down 3.25 at 402. December was down 3 at 421. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, watching that direct trade develop. August live was 22 lower at 223.67. October was down 42 at 220.32. August feeders were 57 lower at 325. And hogs ended the session higher, supported by the recent trend in the pork carcass cutout value. August lean was up $1.40 at 105.82, and October was 190 higher at 90.60. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Adopting a cow leads to adopting a desire for dairy foods. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A program that lets elementary school classes virtually adopt a dairy calf leads those students to later view dairy products a lot more favorably. The Adopt a Cow program is run by the Pennsylvania-based Dairy Excellence Foundation. Brittany Snyder manages the program.
Those who don't have a story in the dairy industry have no reason to trust until they have their own story. The Adopt a Cow program gives them that connection. It gives them that story, that real farmer they get to connect to and build this love and bond with this calf and the farmer. So then one day, hopefully, be a dairy supporter and buying that dairy product in the grocery store.
It's hard to tell who gets more out of the program, the kids in the classrooms or the dairy farmers who participate by sharing about the adopted calves.
Getting to work with all these different dairy farmers who just want to give and care, being able to tell their story is really cool. But then hearing them tell their experience back to me sometimes, they'll often say, hey, I know you warned me that I was going to get thousands of messages, but I don't think I quite understood how serious you were until now. I have thousands of letters in the mail coming to me and many messages on Facebook of people just excited to learn about dairy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
A dairy farm family shares their experience with raising beef. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Wisconsin dairy farmer who was an early adopter of raising beef calves for an extra revenue stream says it has really helped his bottom line. Randy Ebert and his family milk 6,800 Holsteins, and they also sell Angus Holstein cross calves.
And this is obviously one of the few things that's helping us combat inflation costs of what we do is what beef has done to us, but from anything from calf to our finished beef, but even our cold dairy cows.
Ebert tells Brownfield their beef on dairy efforts began 14 years ago.
I'll admit that timing has fallen into our lap on this beef thing. We started early on. When we were selling them as feeders, we were getting some, we hit a pretty nice window. Then when we had some space and we started finishing off a bunch.
Ebert added on-farm meat processing, where they learned selling fresh meat cuts went as expected, but using their own beef for every product isn't profitable.
So we'll take some dairy cows there that are used for the sausage side of things. And the truth is, we thought that would give us an advantage. We can still buy that product cheaper from a supplier than what we can efficiently do it. And that's where you thought we could vertically integrate and have an advantage. And it isn't that way.
Ebert says there's nothing easy about the world of food, and his expertise is with the dairy farm. He says the meat processing business had a sharp learning curve. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 57.25, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.5 cents at 164, 11 sales recorded. Cheese barrels unchanged at 165, but no sales. Butter prices unchanged, 253, and no sales. Non-fat dry milk up a penny to 129, with 12 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect some fog early today, then morning sun giving way to clouds later on, mild with a high of 78. For tonight, cloudy with showers and storms likely after midnight. Some storms may once again contain heavy rainfall. We're looking for a low near 64. Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later on, muggy, a high of 83. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, not as muggy, a high of 80. Monday, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms at night. We're looking for a high of 83.
You're listening to the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO-FM with Phil Nee, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. In this week for Phil, it's Adam Hess.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, if you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show. Only on WRCO.
WRCO.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The wait is over. The Our Town celebration kicks off today in Highland. Join the fun today through Saturday at Highland Village Park, 755 Main Street. Tonight it all begins with a 5th and 6th grade baseball tournament and the Country Cardinals 4-H Glow Run Walk. Register at 7:30 and light up the night. Then Friday brings a full evening of family fun. Youth baseball, the concession stand open until midnight, euchre and youth bingo at 6:30, the ATV poker run, and music bingo and DJ karaoke with Doc's Ultimate Entertainment. Saturday's lineup is packed. The Classic Car Show, Kids Carnival, Pickleball, Volleyball, Beanbag Tournaments. Don't miss Bingo, a delicious chicken barbecue dinner at 5, and more DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. Wrap it all up with fireworks at dusk Saturday night. For updates, check out Our Town Highland, Wisconsin on Facebook. The fun starts now. It's Our Town Celebration in Highland, happening all weekend long.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, it looks like a quiet Friday shaping up for the most part around here, although some clouds building in by afternoon as a weather system upstream in the Dakotas heads our way. This will likely bring us a decent amount of shower and thunderstorm activity later tonight through about early afternoon tomorrow. And there could be some strips of fairly heavy rain coming through southwest Wisconsin. Some spots could easily get over an inch. Otherwise, more humid air coming in tomorrow, and then a little bit less humid for Sunday. Should be a beautiful Sunday with high pressure building in, bringing more sunshine. Most of Monday is looking nice as well. Then a warm front coming back at us will bring us another surge of thunderstorms Monday night and early Tuesday. There could be repeated rounds of thunderstorms off and on for most of the week ahead, and temperatures will hover about 5 to 10 degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for today. Patchy fog early, otherwise quite a bit of sunshine, then gradually clouding up this afternoon. High 78, southeast to south wind up to 10. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall, low 64. Tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later and muggy with a high of 83. South wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Going into Sunday, a good amount of sunshine and pleasant, not as muggy. Low 62, high near 80. For Monday, partly cloudy, low 58. Seasonal high of 83. There is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Tuesday, still a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then another chance late at night in between some patchy sun, warm and humid, high 87. Wednesday looks hot and humid, thunderstorms are possible, high temperature close to 90. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, 52 degrees. That is our morning low with dense fog. The high yesterday, 75. No precipitation to report today. We did receive 70 or just a trace following our 75-degree high. Just a trace of some light mist yesterday. The record high in 1946 was 98. The record low, 50 in 1984. 1 year ago, 76 our high, 53 the low. The sun will set today at 8:38. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:38. The air is calm, no precipitation to report, and as mentioned, following a low and a high, low today of 52 and a high yesterday of 75, we're at 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get away from it all, have a summer ball. WRCO.
Rocket Rollers. Remember me, it's Phil Nee, and I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. Some great tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a Time in 1973, and we'll also enjoy some songs that came from movies of the 1980s. So join us Saturday night for Old Time Classic Rock and Roll, the show that takes you back to the way it used to be when I was courting.
June, I'm going to marry you someday and take you away from all of this.
Where are you going to take me?
Sextonville.
Ooh.
Those were the days. Saturday night is sponsored in part by Betesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. Time for a news update from ABC, sponsored by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor